Tickets to the dance are available here in Meyer Grove today. Yeah,
qualification Saturday, you bet, Kirby. Two tickets on the line to the 2022 state tournament. And this is where you leave it all on the field. And, of course, we got some great games today with Watkins and Luxembourg in the first one, Richmond and Dominic in the second, Kirby. And, yeah, we know these Central Valley League teams, they play hard. They go at each other, and this should be an awesome first game.
Well, they all get each other twice a year, and then they got each other in the playoffs this year as well. And if memory serves me, I think Lux is 3-0 in the year. So they got to beat Watkins four times if they want to go to state. And Watkins may be thinking, well, I don't want to lose four times to these guys this year. And also the added motivation of going to the state tournament. So it's a great day here today as we welcome you to Region 15C baseball action brought to you by Meyer Grove Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union, Pep's Pork, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM Precision Machining and Gear Cutting, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Dem, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Richmond A&W, Corky's Bar, Brandon Stan Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply, Grove Mutual Insurance, Kramer Lumber, Leo's Auto Body, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone, BNS Excavating, Buyer Belt, Freeport State Bank, Greenwald Pub, and John Dold, Century 21, First Realty. They bring you amateur baseball here today as it's the Grovers hosting once again Randy Rothstein. And great matchup here as getting some starting lineups right now. And you look at the fact that one of these teams isn't going to go to the state tournament. They both made the final weekend last year, and Watkins finishing in the semifinals, and potentially one of these guys aren't going to be going.
Yeah, just a head shaker going, gosh, that's the way the brackets work out, though, Kirby. And, of course, when you're in region action, your ultimate goal is to not lose a game, and that's where St. Martin is sitting right now. They are undefeated with that 5-0 win last night over El Rosa. So the Martins in the driver's seat, they're going to wait for 2 weeks to play now, and El Rosa will get one of these teams on Sunday in a seeded game.
Yep, both winners today will play tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow morning's winner will take on El Rosa in that another seeding game. So starting lineups being introduced right now. Pitching matchup, for those curious, it is Justin Thompson on the mound for Watkins and JT Harn on the mound for Luxembourg. So a lot of options, a lot of scenarios that could have been linked up here. It's JT versus JT here today. Randy's going to sing the national anthem here as, you know what, we're going to keep it right here for the national anthem. So you guys get a piece of Randy Rothstein singing the anthem. You'll hear it right here on KASM. It's your home for Region 15C. It's the Hall of Famer singing the national anthem right here. Randy Rothstein singing it.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That's what we get to experience. We're back in 30 seconds with the start right here on Chasm.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber and Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Back in Meyer Grove, state qualifying game between Luxembourg and Watkins as starting lineups, Randy Rothstein leading off for Watkins, their manager Matt Geislinger leading off is his little brother, shortstop Nolan Geislinger, batting second and catching Lincoln Haugen, batting third in center field, Kevin Kramer, batting fourth in right field, Dan Berg, batting fifth, first baseman Brendan Ashton, batting sixth at second base, Carter Block, batting seventh in left field, Carson Geislinger, batting eighth in pitching, Justin Thompson, batting ninth, the designated hitter, Heath Kramer. He's hitting for their third baseman, Dustin Kramer. Geislinger, Haugen, Kramer. Berg, Ashton, Block. Geislinger, Thompson, Kramer with Dustin Kramer at third base. Luxembourg leads off in center field. Luke Harn batting second at short. Ethan Fruth batting third at first. Josh Lanko batting fourth and catching Will Beckman. Batting fifth, the DH, Reed Funenstein. He's hitting for the right fielder, Chris Clark. Batting fifth at third, Derek Orth. Batting sixth in pitching today is JT Harn. Batting seventh in left field, Brady Kenning. Batting eighth at second base, Connor Clark. Again, Harn, Fruth, Lanko as the first pitch of the game. Geislinger chops right back to JT Harn at 11:56 as Nolan just a little jam shot, Randy, and Harn gets it in on the hands for an easy out number one.
Story of region baseball, Kirby. Pitchers try to get ahead. You chase that first pitch fastball, and that's what Nolan did there.
The rounding out the lineup for the Brewers, Kenning at left, Connor Clark bats ninth at second base. As Lincoln Haugen steps into the batter's box, we got one away here. 11:56 start time, our first of two, just two games for Runcie and I to do today.
It seemed like a breeze.
Yeah, it is Mary's birthday, right?
It is, so that's
she,
right.
She gets the birthday gift early. Is this one deep in the hole for Haugen? Fruth's going to try it across the diamond, and the low throw, it's off the hip of first baseman Josh Lanko. I didn't think there was a prayer for Haugen to get down the line, Randy, but Fruth took a shot there as rips it across the diamond. They're going to give him a hit. I'm going to have to agree, but yeah, almost nearly a really nice play made.
That was almost a stellar play by Ethan Fruth at short, who went deep in the hole between third and short. Yeah, and one hopped it over to Lanko, and Lanko just couldn't scoop it out of the dirt. Otherwise, I think he's got a shot at getting Lincoln.
Quote of the day thus far, Randy Rothstein, technically producing back at the Blattner Company Studios, Adam Ray. Yes. I asked, how did the anthem sound on the air? He said, magical. So,
wow. Nice work,
Randy. Kevin Kramer into the batter's
Florida?
Box.
Disney World, maybe.
Ball hit through the left side right here. It's back-to-back singles for the middle of the, magical, middle of the Clipper lineup as Haugen checks into second base, Kramer aboard at first.
Kirby, you touch on the absence of Matt in the lineup a little bit?
I haven't spoke on that yet. I was going to wait till the Clippers got out into the field. But, yes, reading the lineups, it just looks different when you don't got Matt Geislinger in that you don't got Matt Geislinger in the spot on the mound. He is
or the hitting lineup. I mean, Matt's a great hitter, too.
Completely out of the game as Dan Berg takes a ball down and away from JT Harn. Geislinger, word on the streets, and who knows about the Stearns County grapevine, but something is up with the wing. I would say so if it's an elimination game and he doesn't have the ball.
Yeah.
But so best of luck to Matt in a recovery.
He is coaching third.
Guy I wanted to see throw today as the 1-0 pitch to Berg. That's hit in the air to left field. Right on it is the left fielder as he scoots over. Making the catch in left is Brady Kenning. Berg, good contact there, Randy, but it hangs up for Kenning for a big out number two.
Yeah. Scouting report again. You said these teams know each other well. Kenning doesn't give up much the line there where you maybe shade a left-handed hitter over, Kirby. He's playing him pretty much straight away, and Danny hit it right at him.
Right on him. So the runner is Haugen at second and Kramer at first. Stay put right there. It's up to big Brendan Ashton. What a weekend he had last weekend, Randy.
Oh, five hits last weekend.
As his first delivery from Harn is on the corner for a strike, says the plate umpire Nick Hemish.
Does a pitcher pitch different, Kirby, with the wind blowing out to left now? It's blowing out pretty strong. Does JT Harn's game switch on the mound at all?
You know, maybe he's got a little bit more movement, but as far as his accuracy goes, as Ashton big hack at that one, comes up empty, or excuse me, chunks it foul as it's 0-2. As far as the logistics of it, I'd say I don't think that changes his game much. You know,
you
maybe
try to keep it outside more. And
I would say if the wind was blowing in, you still don't want to throw it too meaty of a spot to a big guy like this. First and second, two away. Harn trying to pitch around a couple singles for the Clippers here in the first. We're scoreless and just underway as the two-strike pitch to Ashton. That's hit in the air to center field. Luke Harn has it measured. Coming on. He'll make the catch cap high, and Ashton retired, and the Clippers squander a threat here in the first. No runs on two Watkins hits. There were no Lux Airs, two runners left on base. We have played a half an inning. Blank on the scoreboard. On to the bottom of the first in 90 seconds right here on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
Broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. You want more from a compact utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the newest Massey Ferguson tractors, offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be, and why Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. Brandon Stang Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stang Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Back in Merritt Grove, into the bottom of the first inning, Justin Thompson finishes his warm-up pitches as it'll be Luke Harn, Ethan Fruth, and Josh Linko due up for the Luxembourg Brewers. Looking to strike first here in the first inning as Thompson climbs Mount Merritt Grove. He's ready to rock for his first delivery to Luke Harn. That pitch is in at the knees for a strike. As far as not getting your ace and your horse to go, Randy, not a bad guy to fall back on.
No,
huh?
A number two in Justin Thompson's a pretty darn good number two. I think he'd be number one on most teams.
Pitch hit up the first base line by Harn. Ashton Fields wins the easy race to the bag. As Harn, a quick one-hopper there, and Ashton right to the bag. So Luke only got about 20 feet up the line, Randy, so a two-pitch ouch number one.
Harn's been struggling here in the region tournament, looking for that first hit.
Ethan Fruth into the batter's box. Set the clips up for you defensively. I like those baby blue jerseys, Randy, as the first offering to Fruth, missing high for a ball. It's Dustin Kramer at third base. He's being DH'd for. Nolan Geislinger at shortstop. At second base, it's Carter Block. At first base, the aforementioned Brendan Ashton. As Thompson's 1-0 pitch, that popped up fouling out away by Fruth, evening it up at 1-1. Left field is Carson Geislinger. Center field, of course, Kevin Kramer. Right field, Danny Berg. Lincoln Haugen doing the catching. Justin Thompson on the mound for Watkins here in the win-or-go-golfing game as the 1-1 pitch to Fruth waved at and missed right there. Ethan in a hole at 1-2.
Nice off-speed there by Justin, whether that was a changeup or a sinker. Boy, pitching and keeping it away from Fruth, doing a good job.
Two strikes the count, 1-2 pitch. That's chopped foul by Fruth, keeping our count at 1-2.
Ethan Kerb in the tournament, 1-for-7 so far with a walk. So that 1-2 in the Luxembourg lineup.
Slow start.
Just one hit.
Yep, slow start to the tourney for them. Good time to get moving. 1-2 the count. Scoreless game, one away. That pitch tipped foul by Fruth. Haugen smacks his mitt, couldn't hold on to it. I got to circle back, Randy, in case any listeners were missed it. You're Lincoln, Jerry Haugen, and the little Haugen boy story after the game last Sunday.
Yeah, special story.
1-2 pitch waved at and missed right there for out number two. The floor is yours.
It was no more than 5 minutes after the game, Kirby. I mean, the players were just kind of talking with each other yet, but here's Lincoln with his little son and his dad in the road ditch, and they were playing pitch and catch already with the grandson, and Jerry was catching in the back, Lincoln was pitching, and it's like, that's what amateur baseball, that's what's so cool about it. You get the family involved.
Yeah, three generations.
Immediately after the game.
Three generations of
Yeah,
Huggins.
Let's go play.
Yeah. I know you just caught nine, but I want to play it now. You got to play those nine innings. Now I get to play. There's a pitch swung on and missed by Lenko. This pitch fouled up the third baseline. Dustin Kramer, nice job keeping that one foul. 0-2 the count on Josh.
Another player struggling at the plate, Kerb. 0-6 so far as Lenko. Got a couple walks, but this is a big stick that the Brewers need in their lineup.
Yeah, other than Orth, really. I mean, Beckman and Kenning had a couple hits. So did Clark, but two is a couple. Orth had three. As a two-strike pitch. Ooh, just missing down and away, says Nick Hemish. They appeal at first base. Steve Hennon said he didn't go. Moves our count to 1-2. Two dead here in the bottom of the first inning. Thompson with a shake of the head. He works from the stretch the whole time. Justin's two-strike pitch, that bounces up to Lincoln, as it'll even up at 2-2. Chris Knaus, the manager, third base coach for Luxembourg. They're in their navy uniforms. Watkins with the pinstripe pants, baby blue tops, clippers across the chest. 2-2 pitch, off-speed missing high, fills it up at 3-2. And Randy, it doesn't seem like he wants to come in with the old number one to this guy.
No, he is pitching very carefully to Josh Lenko, and I think the rumor around or the story around the league is Lenko can hit the long ball.
3-2 pitch, that's chopped to short right field. Dan Berg has it measured. He makes the catch on a little jump almost right there from Danny B. He puts it away. Thompson with a 3-up, 3-down. Bottom of the first, zeros are score after one between Lux and Watkins. On to the second in a minute. You'll hear it right here on Chasm Radio.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual. For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.
The whole south on that. We welcome you back to Meyer Grove as we're on to the top of the second inning. It's Carter Block, Carson Geislinger, Justin Thompson getting their first licks at JT Harn. Randy, JT was phenomenal on this bump last Saturday against Lake Henry.
Yeah, he had a great game. Harn did.
14 strikeouts. First offering is outside for a ball.
One earned run.
Second baseman, Carter
Block. That was
Block. Three hits in that game.
Three hitter against Lake Henry. Pretty good as Harn's 1-0 pitch is in there for us. Well, they'll say a swinging strike on Carter Block, unable to check his swing.
I think that bat did go over the plate there. That was a good call.
Yeah, went far enough, confused him enough. As Harn's 1-1, that is chopped left side. Orth will charge. He fields. He throws wide, but yeah, it was wide. Thought Lenko may have dragged the toe, but it's an error on D.O. as he came in, had plenty of time running. His throw took Lenko off the bag, and the Clippers got a man on.
Yeah, Orth forced to charge that because, I mean, at the plate, it was he was fooled.
Dribbler.
Block was fooled at the plate on that pitch, but it was almost like a swing and bunt. And so Orth, he rushed it a little bit and pulled Lenko off.
So leadoff man on, Carson Geislinger into the batter's box. Matt Geislinger, manager for Watkins, flashing signs at third. Thompson versus Harn, Randy. I don't think we're going to get a ton of runs here today, so maybe watch that top hand. Carson does square as he pops a bunt up, but that one will drop foul in front of the Clipper dugout.
Clippers got one of their best hitters throwing a bunt down right now.
Yeah, he had a great weekend.
Yeah, he did. 4-for-8. Had a double. A couple runs scored.
Smooth player, too.
And he's played multiple positions. He's played third, he's played right field, and now he's playing left field today. You can move him around.
need those guys. Fill the gaps. One strike the count to Carson. Leadoff man, Carter Block on. We're scoreless here. Top of the second inning. On your Saturday afternoon, state tournament berth on the line. As Harn long pause, comes home. Geislinger not bunting at this one, and he looks at a strike letter high, and he's in a hole at 0-2. So Matt takes it off potentially there, Randy. Wanted to find a different way to get him over. 0-2 the count.
Boy, they're leaving that right side open, though. Look at that hole, Kirby.
Oh. That lefty. He's got to hold the runner on. As Harn comes home, his 0-2 pitch, that will hit Carson Geislinger. As Geislinger walks up the first base line, that ball hits him. So no bunt needed right there, Randy. He buzzed up and in, did JT, ooh, and it hits Carson in, I don't know, hand, forearm area.
Yeah, right on the wrist maybe. But, he's trying to shake that. No, more up the arm a little bit.
So if you were bunting before, you got to be bunting now with Thompson. Justin had a nice weekend last weekend, but an opportunity here to get runners at second and third. As Harn in some hot water early. Cloud cover, Thompson squaring as he pulls back and takes the ball. Boy, Lanco came all the way in there, Randy.
They are bound and determined to get the guy at third, aren't they, Kirk?
They want to, real bad. As
that would have been an opportunity if Thompson wanted to put one right down that first base line. Just a little check swing.
Lenko needs that softball mouth guard, basically. Exactly. He's squaring early again. He keeps the square, now pulls back. That pitch missing high, 2-0.
Good discipline by Justin Thompson, Kirby, not chasing those pitches that bunt are strikes up by his eyes. Yep. Yeah.
Bunt strikes. Second base, it is Carter Block. He reached on an error by Derek Orth. At first base, it's Carson Geislinger. He was hit by a pitch on an 0-2 count. 2-0 right now to Justin Thompson. Clippers are in the eighth spot of their order. Scoreless game thus far as this pitch is big hack and fouled straight back by Thompson. So much for the bunt, huh? Yeah,
that might have Lanco thinking twice about coming in again.
Yeah. I don't want to play 30 feet away from home plate against this guy anymore. Crowd trickling in here. Should be a big one throughout the day.
Crowd already.
Yeah. 2-1 the count. And squaring again now is Thompson. In comes Lanco. He keeps the square. And the pitch gets past the catcher, Beckman. Over to third is Block. Into second is Geislinger. So the Brewers, an error, a hit by pitch, now a wild pitch. 3-1 count to Thompson as the pitch was low, and they got runners at second and third.
Yeah, they bring the infield in here, Kirby. And yeah, this is a big-time situation here early in the ball game. We talked about that team getting the lead first.
3-1 pitch to Thompson's bounced up there, and they'll load him up without a hit. Will Watkins and nobody out. And the ninth spot, Heath Kramer into the batter's box.
Was that a productive at bat or what? Look at that. He never took it off. Well, he did to show bunt, Kirby, but he never swung.
Oh, he fouled one straight back.
Oh, that's right. He did
fall. But the fact that, and some of those guys, it's tough to throw when you got the bat in the zone that whole time.
But you got the pass ball. You moved those guys up, and now it loaded.
Heath Kramer to the plate. Middle infield's going to play double play depth. They're looking to spin one here. They would concede a run if they got two outs up the gut. Corners are even or in front of the bag. At Lanco at first and Orth as this pitch is hit in the air to right. That is going to twist foul, and that ball will drop foul. Good hustle over there in right by Chris Clark and strike one for JT Harn. Heath trying to do a job right there, Randy.
Yep, just trying to push it to the right side. He definitely, you could see by his body language, Kirby, that ball was aimed for right field somewhere, on the ground or in the air. Wants to get a runner in from third.
Kramer deep in the box. He wants to put it in play. As Harn's 0-1 pitch, that's missing down to even it up at 1-1. This inning started with an error off the bat of Carter Block. Hit by pitch to Carson Geislinger, and then a walk to Justin Thompson. Three aboard for the Clippers. 1-1 the count. Nobody out here. Top of the second inning. As Harn looks into his catcher, Will Beckman, JT ready, is 1-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground up the middle. This will get a run in. Fruth goes to second, and they drop it at second base. Ethan went to second right in the mid of Connor Clark, and Connor drops it, Randy, as another run scoring, or excuse me, a run scoring, but another base runner reaching on an error.
Second error of the inning, and that is huge. I mean, just the way the ball was hit, Kirby, Fruth did not have a shot at getting the base runner at home. I mean, Block had a good jump. So he goes to second, and that was, I mean, fairly close at second, and I don't know what Clark was thinking because he wasn't going to get a double play anyway.
Well, Kramer doesn't fly. Heath is not exactly Kevin, but still, I don't think you're getting two on that one. So you just got to make sure you get the one.
Right.
Pops out of the glove of the second baseman, Connor Clark. Chris Knaus comes out of the dugout to try to settle the troops here. One run in on the second error of the inning, and it's back to the top of the order with the bases still chucked, and it's Nolan Geislinger into the batter's box. In at second base is Clark. Fruit's going to come in now. Everybody coming into the front of the infield. Three aboard for the Clippers. They're up 1-0. JT's first offering to Nolan. That buzzes in there for a strike. He bounced out. First pitch of the game. Last inning in the first.
Nolan with just a hit so far in the tournament, Kirby. And you know that bat's going to get hot eventually.
One strike the count. Thompson at second. Geislinger at third. Kramer at first as the one strike pitch will miss inside and even it up at 1-1. Brewer's trying to minimize right now is a lot of rough inning here in the second. They got the infield in, trying to come home and keep Geislinger off the board. As JT's 1-1 pitch to Nolan will hit him, gets him in the elbow, and a run comes in. We see Reed Funnenstein heating it up in the pen, Randy, as JT just, you know, the hit by pitch, the walk, couple errors, and now another hit by pitch. Two in for Watkins here.
I don't think if you would have asked me how did Watkins get two runs, I mean, there's no way I could have said two errors, two hit by pitches and a walk.
And a walk. That wasn't happening.
No,
not
never,
with JT
ever.
On the mound. So Harn, bit of a struggle here in the second. Nobody out, and it's Lincoln Haugen to the batter's box. First pitch to Lincoln, hit left side, under the glove of Ethan Fruth. Thompson scores. Kramer just checks in at third. They'll play station to station. It's an RBI, the first hit of the inning here. It's an RBI knock for Lincoln Haugen with that infield drawn in.
Boy, oh boy. Clippers doing some damage here in the second, Kirby. And, you know, I look at Watkins now with Justin Thompson, and it's like,
Kevin Kramer.
How many runs do you give Justin Thompson? Because he's a good starting pitcher. Yeah, I think they want to give more.
Yeah, they got three in. Nobody out still. Seventh man to bat is Kevin Kramer. First offering to Kevin, missing down and in. As Funnenstein was playing catch, now he's on the mound, heating it up pretty good. Clippers with a three spot. Nobody out here yet in the top of the second inning. As Harn looking in, JT gets the sign from his catcher, Will Beckman. Infield all the way in once again. That pitch to Kramer is hit. Fielded by Fruth at short. He goes home for the first out. They will not get Kramer as Kevin runs up the line. But they gun down Heath Kramer at the plate and a huge out number one without a run scoring, Randy.
Yeah, that's getting a big out, a big time out there. JT Harn getting that ground ball. Ethan Fruth throwing a strike to home. And I think Beckman's thinking too, Kirby. He maybe could have thrown down the first base line, but you're throwing right into that runner. You really can't step out because, I mean, you don't have time after catching the ball home.
So one away, bases loaded, infield stays in. Danny Berg, first pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Randy, your heart rate?
Yeah, a little bit high there.
That bacon's starting to sweat out a little.
Yeah, elevated.
A little bit.
And that wasn't even really that close, but it was over our heads.
Speed on the pads, Nolan can fly at third. Lincoln at second base. Kevin Kramer dinged up, but he can still run. He's at first. One strike pitch as Danny Berg knocks it foul. Three in this inning for Watkins. They're looking to tack on more. Harn's trying to keep it a three-run game. Surprised the middle infield's in here?
A little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
If they're thinking they couldn't turn two on Danberg, as the 0-2 offering to Danny. That is hit up the middle. Knocked down at second by Clark. Fruth will field, throw to first, low. But Lanko picks it out to retire Danberg. Nolan Geislinger scores. And a really nice play right there by Connor Clark, Randy, to keep that in front of him. And Fruth even a better play to pick it up and throw him out.
That's a 4-6-3 without a double play.
They were looking for 4-6-3.
I know. But another run comes across. That's a huge run for the Clippers.
Geislinger comes across to score on the Berg RBI. Kevin Kramer ends up at second. Lincoln at third. Ninth man to bat is Brendan Ashton with the infield at normal depth. First pitch to Brendan. Hit on the ground, up the middle. Fruth fields right at the bag at second throw. In time. They send nine to the plate, and they plate four. Four runs for Watkins on just the one hit. Two big Lux airs and two big runners left on base. We've played one and a half. Scoreboard now reads 4-0 in favor of Watkins. On to the bottom of the second. Coming up in a minute and a half right here on Chasm Radio.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like mom and grandma used to make.
Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better: New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slatted floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Phone them at 320-837-5288. Or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents, or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.
Bottom two here in Meyer Grove. Will Beckman, Reed Funenstein, Derek Orth looking to kickstart the Brewer offense as they trail by four all of a sudden here. As Thompson getting ahead of Beckman. First pitch popped up, fouling out of play, as is the second pitch, 0-2. Randy had that long sit in the dugout. He was on base, came across to score, did Justin, but didn't affect him. He's coming right at these guys.
He's going to have to go right at these guys now, and I think that's what he will do with a four-run lead, Kirby. It's like, let my defense play.
Thompson's 0-2 pitch to Beckman. That's missing high for a ball. Now 1-2. Reached on an air, hit by pitch, walk. Reached on an air for an RBI, hit by pitch, RBI single, fielder's choice. Right side ground out, gets four on the board for Watkins as the 1-2 pitch popped up center field. Kramer's got it measured. Kevin over a little, actually more towards right center, makes that catch cap high for the all-important out number one, and that'll bring Big Reed Funenstein to the plate.
Yeah, I often wondered, Kirby, I mean, when you pitch with a big lead, and you see it a lot of times that all of a sudden the opponent starts picking away at that big lead, and you just got to stay in your zone. Can't get ahead of yourself.
Keep those knobs turned all the way up, even though the scoreboard's helping you a little bit. You got to stay sharp out there. First pitch missing. Couldn't get on top of the breaking ball to Funenstein. So Thompson, 1-0 the count. 1-0 pitch. This is skied, fouling out of play. Rito's thinking bean patch with that cut, huh?
Exactly. Can you imagine what this game would be like if you didn't have a scoreboard and they just told you at the end of nine innings who won? Would that be something? It's like, just think about that.
Did you ever play in the backyard?
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Who's keeping score, right?
Well, me. Every time, as the 1-1 pitch is missing, moving our count now to 2-1.
By the way, you won.
Yeah. I had 4-3 us. What'd you have? You had 6-4 you. 2-1 the count now. As the 2-1 pitch to Funenstein, chopped right side. It'll be fielded at second by Block. Nice job charging at his low throw, but Ashton scoops it. He didn't even scoop it. He just had to go down and catch it in the air. It was low, but they make the play. It's a nice pick at second, though, by Carter Block, Randy, charging that ball nicely.
He had a short hop that at the very end, Kirby. That was a tough play, tougher than what we think it is. And then Brendan Ashton, that ball's coming so fast. It's like, okay, just smother with my body.
Bring Derek Orth to the plate in the sixth spot for Lux, and he skies one straight up. Lincoln looks at Justin. Justin will call. Lincoln now says he wants it, and Lincoln makes the catch. Off the bat, Haugen looked at Justin Thompson like, you go get it, right? And then Lincoln looked back like, oh, phooey, that's behind
that
me. I got to go get it.
Lincoln Haugen. Oh,
he does put it away, and it's a quick 1-2-3 inning as Thompson retires the Brewers. Here in the second, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. To the third we go, coming up in a minute, 4-0 Watkins right here on KASM.
When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, three-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15 seed tournament.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Back here in Meyer Grove for the middle five innings, it is the voice of Region 15C, Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Kirby. Carter Block at the plate for the Watkins Clippers. JT Harn delivers a strike, and now Block skies this one to left field, back by the fence, and gone. Carter Block, plant me a beanstalk.
That was not missed. Wow. He got a good chunk of that thing. Carter led off the last inning with just a little soft contact chopper to third, Randy. His first swing was a big old hack, swing and a miss, and then he came and got barrel on it. And it is 5-0 Watkins on the second dinger of the tournament, second time into the bean patch for the entire tournament.
Clippers with their fourth hit of the ball game, leading 5-0, and Carson Geislinger stepping to the plate. Well, we know Carter Block can hit. He's had, a couple years ago, had a really good region tournament over in Greenwald. And Carson Geislinger, we know this guy can hit too, takes the first pitch from Harn, a ball, 1-0. As Carson will follow this to the backstop, and one ball, one strike.
Now, a lot of guys swing real, real hard a lot. I'm not breaking any news here. The sun's going to set in the west later tonight, too. But when you're up four, Randy, leading off an inning, it's a good opportunity. Let it fly, right?
Absolutely.
Let it eat.
Absolutely. You bet.
Wind's blowing out to left. Get that baby up there.
Two balls and a strike to Carson Geislinger. As Harn delivers, here's a ground ball to second. Clark bobbles it once, twice, throw to first, not in time. Lanko's pulled off the bag. It'll be the third error of the day for the Luxembourg Brewers. And out of the dugout hops Chris Knaus. And I think he's gonna make a change here, Kirby, just to try something different, probably.
Gonna change the energy, change the atmosphere here, as that'll be the afternoon for JT Harn on the mound. He's gonna stay in the game as he is in the batting order. As it'll be, I mean, what a guy to fall back on. We talked about Thompson. You get this guy coming out. I'm sure there was plenty of arguments that this one should have got the pearl to start the game, but it's over now. You just got to try to put a pin in it, as it'll be Reed Funnenstein.
That's right. You got to stop the bleeding at some point, and trailing 5-0, you're telling yourself in the dugout, Kirby, we can't get any further down right now, and we need somebody to come in and stop, and that's the big right-hander, Reed Funnenstein. Funnenstein had great ball game last week with 17 strikeouts, even though ended up losing the ball game. Still just an awesome ball game for the right-hander.
So they got Harn's going to go to right. Out of the game comes Clark, so they'll lose the DH with Funnenstein coming in. And then it looks like it's Joe's Stang buddy coming into the game. Yeah, Tyler Stang's going to come in and play second base here.
Connor Clark has had a couple errors early on here in the ball game. So, again, just trying to switch, like you said, the energy around here, and maybe a few changes will inspire the Brewers to. They're going to have to play better defense. They got three errors right now, and so that's the first and foremost thing you got to do is play better defense, and then pick away at this deficit. Funnenstein just about done with his warm-up tosses, so we will insert Tyler Stang in the lineup for Connor Clark over at second. Chris Clark comes out of the ball game. So JT Harn remains in the ballgame and is hitting in the lineup.
Yeah, he's in the lineup today. I don't believe he batted last weekend, right?
He did not. Yeah, Justin Thompson steps up to the plate with a runner at first and nobody out here in the third. Run in for the Watkins Clippers. Thompson in his first at bat today. Walked and squares to bunt. Throws a bunt right up the running path to the pitcher. Fielded there by Funnenstein. He'll throw to first and 1-3 on the putout. Nice sacrifice by Justin Thompson. And now, if you're the Clippers, you're just, let's get some runs. Let's get another run.
Six is more than five. So trying to tack on right here, and then you get Funnenstein out there. If Thompson could say something along the lines, Randy, of, you know, I don't see this guy well, I'll gladly sacrifice right here.
Get your number nine hitter, Heath Kramer, stepping up to the plate. He reached on an error in his first at-bat. Follows Funnenstein's pitch to the backstop and 0-1. And then Nolan Geisler to follow Heath. If you're just joining us, 5-0 Watkins, 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Clippers, no runs, no hits, 3 errors for the Brewers. Kramer takes a strike called, and 0-2 now to Heath. Carson Geislinger, the base runner at second. Overcast skies, our game time temp was 67 degrees here in Meyer Grove as Funnenstein delivers, and Kramer takes strike three called, and he is caught looking.
That was nasty.
That caught the inside corner, Kirby. Heath Kramer did not stand a chance on that one.
He buzzes two heaters in there, and then he comes in with that off speed, you know, that hard slider on that starts maybe at you and then runs right over the inside corner. See ya.
Nolan Geislinger to the plate. Nolan, 0-for-1 today, was hit by a pitch, scored a run in his last at-bat in the second inning when the Clippers scored 4. They lead 5-0 here in the third. Carson Geislinger's lead. Nolan Geislinger takes a strike called, and 1-1 now to Nolan.
Nolan with a look back at Nick Hemish. What am I supposed to do with that?
That was up by his letters there, so I think Nolan's thinking maybe a little bit high, but... Ball and a strike. Funnenstein delivers and fouled back and out of play in the count 1-2. Reed Funnenstein, he's a big guy, Kirby. What is he, 6'6"?
6'5", 6'6", something like that.
Just big and tall and just staring you down in the batter's box. I mean, when he strides and comes home, he's probably only 50 feet away.
A little bit of that putting the ball in the mitt, too, like that far ahead. See, the Royals have made their way here.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Nolan. That's just inside, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Game number 2 today. Again, a state qualifier game, Richmond and New Minnick. Coming up right around 2:30 this afternoon. Stick around. Our post-game show tonight, or this afternoon, we'll name your coveted Chasm player of the game. Geislinger lifts this one to right center field. Fading back a little bit is J.T. Harn. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Clippers in the third. Funnenstein does his job as the Clippers score 1 run on 1 hit. There was 1 error, and there was 1 left on base. We played 2.5. It's Watkins 5, Luxembourg nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute here on KASN. 2.5, 4.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and...
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Baseball fans, head to Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin this Sunday and build your own omelet from 11 until 1 p.m. every Sunday at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, all for just $9.99. Stop at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin during both weekends of Region 15C baseball and quench your thirst with a bucket of beer. That's 5 beers for just $15. Yeah, 5 beers, 15 bucks. Good luck, area teams, in the Region 15C baseball tournament from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle, and I ain't want to call you.
J.T. Harn grabs a bat, leads off the third inning for Luxembourg, facing Justin Thompson, and the pitch from Justin, a strike call in 0-1.
Seven hitter for Lux, getting his first at-bat. Nolan Geislinger, the leadoff man, has three at-bats, or three plate appearances.
Yeah. Justin working out of the stretch. He likes pitching from that angle as J.T. Harn rips it into right field, a base hit.
Solid knock, squared to bunt, first time took that strike, then just punched it right through that right side. Block couldn't get there as the ball into rights, and Brewers get their first base runner.
I'm saying pitchers can't hit, but now I'm a right fielder and I can hit.
What about right fielders? Can they hit?
They can hit. JT getting his first hit of the tournament, and that will bring Brady Kenning to the plate. And the pitch to Brady is low and inside, a ball, 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Big hole again on the right side. They're leaving that wide open. Block playing more towards the middle. Kenning takes low for ball two. 2-0.
Not really close either with either of those first two pitches, Randy.
No. Both down and away. The lead by Harn over at first. Dashton holds him there as Kenning jumps on that 2-0 and falls it back and out of play in the count 2-1.
Aggressive. I like it. He's coming at you at 2-0. Doesn't want to give, you know, fall behind 3-0. So be ready to hit. If you see something you like on 2-0, throw your hands at it. And that's what Kenning did.
Our listeners out there wondering, well, what can you do? You're down 5-0. You can't really steal as Kenning swings and misses their strike two. Yeah, you can put a hit and run on once in a while, depending upon the situation, the count, and move runners along that way.
Got to manufacture. Chip away.
You got it. Two balls, two strikes. Or actually, Tyler staying on deck as Kenning loops this one over the infield and back-to-back singles leading off the third for the Brewers, and here they come.
Bottom of the order here, trying to light the fire a little bit, Randy, and you get back-to-back knocks, trailing by five, chip away.
Chip away, and what will probably be a sacrifice situation here as Tyler staying, the number nine hitter, now batting, for the Brewers. With the leadoff man, Luke Harn, on deck. Stang shows bunt, puts it down, and he pops it up, and that's going to bounce foul and out of play. Boy, Thompson broke off the mound the right way, Kirby. He probably could have caught that yet. That was up in the air quite a while.
How did he bunt that? Above
that
his, head,
his head,
head down. No. Just how he even got the bat on the ball is beyond me.
Stang will step back into the box. He's down in the count. 0-1. Thompson sets and delivers, and Stang tries to bunt again, and he bunts it foul in the count 0-2. The ball is two strikes. Out at second, J.T. Harn. Over at first, Brady Kenning. Justin Thompson stares down to Lincoln Hogan. That one sign, that's what Justin wanted. Here's the pitch to Stang, a swing and a miss, and out on strikes.
Out number one, couldn't get the bunt down, and then chases on the off-speed pitch. Thompson hitting that, that tantalizing corner, and then it dives away and staying unable to come up with contact. So the lineup flips over. They still got guys on, though, and Lincoln's going to go out and have a word with Justin. I think it was sign sequence related.
You know, Justin got through that at bat, I think, realistically, only throwing one strike, Kirby.
Yeah.
There were two that were bunted.
The strike two, the one bunted foul was the only strike he threw.
Exactly. So
in the zone.
In the zone, right.
All three of which ended up strikes on the board.
That'll bring Luke Harn to the plate, and Luke takes high for a ball 1-0.
Bounced out right side to Brennan Ashton his first time up.
Luke looking for that first region hit, and this would be a fine time if you're a Brewer fan. As Harn takes low for a ball and 2-0. A little bit different, Justin Thompson, than we saw the first two innings. That bottom part of the order.
Yeah, falling behind.
Yeah, picking away, getting a couple hits. Pitch to Luke Harn. There's a strike called, and 2-1. 2-1 the count, an out.
Hitless, but he had that masterpiece at bat against, was that Leaser last Saturday night that he coaxed a walk? Or no, Schrader, it was Ben's last batter.
Harn will drive this one into the Watkins dugout. That clears some players, and ball ends up on top of somebody's sports bag.
There's not a lot of sports bags in that. Baseball bags are few and far between in that dugout.
Yeah.
Wounded bunch.
Harn back into the box now. Thompson takes a couple looks back at second. And here's a base hit over Ashton's head at first. That's going to roll into the corner. It's going to score JT Harn. Kenning pulls into third base. And Luke Harn gets his first hit of the tournament, and a big one it is.
Laced that thing into that right field corner, Randy. Kenning goes first to third on it. Harn stopping at first as it was retrieved quickly by Danny Berg, and he threw it right back into the infield right away. So cooking Brewers, nibbling into that lead. They trail by four now at 5-1.
Yeah, that ball really slowed down that line, Kirby. And Danny Berg was able to chase it down and keep Harn at first base. But this might be a situation, too, where Harn might create a little havoc over at first as he dances around. First pitch to Ethan Pruth. Big call and 0-1.
This is that tough spot, though. You talked about runs when you're trailing.
You don't want to give
run up. Run into outs.
You don't want to give up a man on the bases. Nope.
I'd hold on to that hole.
Here's a bloop to left field out on the grass. Nolan Geislinger dives, or actually jumps and makes the catch and the throw back to first. Harn and Brendan Ashton collide, and Harn just gets back, but that was a heck of a play by Nolan Geislinger as he threw back to first, and they just about doubled off Harn. Now Matt Geislinger is going to have a word with Steve Hinnon, the base umpire.
That was close.
That was very close, and I think that was just incidental contact.
I don't think – is he arguing the contact, or is he arguing the call, or all of the above?
Yeah. That's a good question here.
Because Luke, I mean, look at his pants. He doesn't even dirty. Did he just kind of dive into his legs right there?
That he didn't. Yeah, and I don't know if Luke really thought that that throw was going to get there in time. So he never even thought about sliding back or anything like it.
We can't sleep on a little 22 out there at short. He's coming with it.
Heck of a catch, first of all. As Lanko takes the first pitch, grounds to short. Nolan Geislinger up with it across the diamond. 6-3 on the put out of Lanko. That'll end the Brewers' third inning. But they tapped the scoreboard, scoring one run on three hits. There were no errors and two left on base. We played three here in Meyer Grove, 5-1. It's Watkins with the lead over Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville.